Hey, the book is terrific. It's The Setup Man. And let me just read you one of the little blurbs from Publishers Weekly, and then we'll bring on TT Monday. Monday's clever debut introduces 35-year-old Johnny Adcock, a Major League Baseball player winding down a 13-year pro career and developing a sideline as an investigator. Monday deftly describes the perks and pitfalls of life in pro ball, the highs, the lows, the boredom, the fragility, and the temptations. Monday has delivered a rare double, a book that succeeds as both a mystery and a baseball novel. And that's from Publishers Weekly, and it's an absolute very good description of the book. TT Monday, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Marty.
All right. It's a pleasure to have you on. As I said, I read the book in spring training. I gave it to Javier Lopez last night.
Yeah, what an honor. I mean, I was tempted to call the book The Loogie, but, you know, it'd be kind of a different connotation.
Really? Well, you live up here in the Bay Area, and let me at least get your baseball background, because what I liked about the book, and it was a great mystery, your baseball insight, I'll tell you, was right on about the game, about relief pitching, and just everything that went with it. What's your baseball background?
Well, it's good to hear that you thought it was accurate. I think you know better than anyone, or better than most. I've been a fan my whole life. I grew up in Southern California, rooting for, you know, that team down there.
We know them. League. Yes, we do.
You know that team. Then moved to the East Coast for a number of years, and then moved back here right at about the time the Giants, the new Giants dynasty began, and I just became really fascinated with baseball once again. Then I'll tell you this part. I moved to India for a year in 2011. And you know how it is sometimes when you're away from something you love, your heart grows fonder, as they say. And I started following the Giants minutely from about 11 and a half hours away. Mm. And conceived the idea for this book and just started writing it.
Well, a great story. Yeah, it's a great story. The Setup Man, TT Monday, is the author. Lives San Jose. That's what I read about. Is still in San Jose?
Yeah, I'm down on the peninsula, actually.
Okay, very good. I know you're away, and I know you have some baseball roots here, but there's insight into the workings of a relief pitcher, just like Javier Lopez. I'll say that Adcock is just like Lopez in a way. Not that he's an investigator, believe me. But, you know, but there were some really good insights into the game of baseball. Did you have an advisor or someone who worked with you on it, or did you just study this
Not
your whole
really.
Life?
You know, I think it's just paying close attention, listening to guys like you on the radio and all your callers. And, you know, it's great to hear Bruce Jenkins, people like Bruce, and just watching and also using my imagination. I mean, that's really my stock in trade as a novelist. To be able to create a story that feels real, but is, in fact, entirely fictional.
Well, it has a Bay Area flavor to it, which I like, and, of course, has a West Coast flavor. And, and being a former criminal lawyer, I like that, too. You know, as that unfolded, I kind of related to a lot of those things. So I thought it was pretty – I really do. I thought it was excellent, and I recommend it to the fans. You know, Father's Day is coming up, Mother's Day, and all these holidays, and everyone's always looking for something. And this one, I thought you did a good job. How's the book doing?
It's doing great. So far, the response has been terrific, both from baseball people and from mystery people. You know, the two groups don't generally meet, but hopefully in this book they will. I think that most people who've read it have read it quickly. It's a really fast read.
Yes.
It's one of those books where I get emails from readers sometimes saying, thanks a lot for the loss of my productivity and for last night, the loss of last night's sleep. You know, it's just one of these books that people that people pick up and inhale.
Yeah,
I take that as the most exquisite compliment you can pay an author.
Yeah, you don't. No, it's one of the books. You know, of course, I have an interest in both subjects, but it's an easy read. You don't put it down, and before you knew it, I think I read it literally, you know, in between games and all that over a couple of days.
Yeah. And, well, I wanted to ask you, Marty, what'd you think of the Colin host character? Remember that guy?
Refresh my memory.
Well,
absolutely. Oh, sure. The player that becomes the
yeah, exactly. I sort of had Jesse Orosco in mind a little bit. You know, kind of a tipping my hat to one of the original left-handed specialists.
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought I liked the part when Adcock calls him.
Yeah.
And he's ripping his former teammate on the air, and he calls him, and that happens.
Does it?
Believe me, that happens. That happens all the time. And I thought that was really good.
Do your producers ever not believe that it's the person who they say they are when they're calling?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we go. No, that was really good. I thought that was good, and he becomes a prominent part of it because it helps tell the story.
Yeah.
It was very good. No, I think you did a great job. The name of the book is The Setup Man. T.T. Monday is the author, and he's up here in the Bay Area. And I say again, you hit it well. So, Giants fan, how do you feel about it? We're doing predictions today. What do you think?
So I heard Bruce's predictions.
Yeah.
And I like all the outrageous predictions. Sounds good. I'm predicting like most people, a big year from the Panda.
Okay.
I think it's in his best interest. I just looking at the page, I maybe you could explain to me why so many people are picking the Rays this year. I just don't see it.
Well, it's pitching. You know, that's we always say pitching.
Yeah.
Joe Maddon seems to get the most out of young pitching. He's got a couple of key guys, Will Myers, and he's got some hitting there. He's got enough hitting, and he's got Balfour in the bullpen, and it's just something about him. He'll be there. I don't know if they're going to win the division, but with David Price and the pitching he's got, Cobb and these people, they're really good. Moore, they're really good. I have them winning the division. I'll give you my American League picks right now since you asked. I've got Tampa Bay winning. Kansas City winning the Central, believe it or not.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And I do have the Angels, just as Bruce described it, winning the West. But for me, the two wild cards, which may end up, one of them will probably be in the World Series, and that's Boston and Detroit as the wild cards. And they've got to play each other, which would be one heck of a game.
Well, they just seem to be great October clubs.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and they got the pitch. They got Verlander and Lester. How about that matchup for a play-in
game? Oh, man, that would be a terrific game.
Yeah, that's baseball.
Get to be a batter in that game.
Yeah, that's baseball, as we like to say. Hey,
yeah.
Thanks for being on. It's a pleasure.
Hey, if I could say one more thing.
Please, go ahead.
For people on the peninsula, I'm going to be doing a reading at Books, Inc. in Mountain View on Tuesday night at 7.
Oh,
so
terrific.
If anyone's interested in coming down and getting a book autographed, I'll be there. Reading and signing books.
And typical way to get the books, I mean, online and typical way?
Oh, yeah. Any place you can buy books, you can get this one.
All right.
Amazon, any bookstore.
Good. Appreciate having you. No, I appreciate having you on The Setup Man, T.T. Monday. Even I read it, and I liked it. All right. Have a good day.
Take care.
All right. That's good. No, I like doing this stuff.